Welcome to Flora and Ulysses by Kate DiCamillo. When you come to a comic panel, be sure to read that together so you don't miss any of the story details. Chapter 1, A Natural Born Cynic. Flora Bell Buckman was in her room at her desk. She was very busy. She was doing two things at once. She was ignoring her mother, and she was also reading a comic book entitled The Illuminated Adventures of the Amazing Incandesto. Flora, her mother shouted, what are you doing up there?
I'm reading, Flora shouted back.
Remember the contract, her mother shouted. Do not forget the contract. At the beginning of the summer, in a moment of weakness, Flora had made the mistake of signing a contract that said she would work to turn her face away from the idiotic hijinks of comics and toward the bright light of true literature. Those were the exact words of the contract. They were her mother's words. Flora's mother was a writer. She was divorced and she wrote romance novels. Talk about idiotic hijinks. Flora hated romance novels. In fact, she hated romance. I hate romance, said Flora out loud to herself. She liked the way the words sounded. She imagined them floating above her in a comic strip bubble. It was a comforting thing to have words hanging over her head, especially negative words about romance. Flora's mother had often accused Flora of being a natural-born cynic. Flora suspected that this was true. She was a natural-born cynic who lived in defiance of contracts. Yep, thought Flora, that's me. She bent her head and went back to reading about the amazing Incandesto. She was interrupted a few minutes later by a very loud noise. It sounded as if a jet plane had landed in the Tickham's backyard. What the heck? Said Flora. She got up from her desk and looked out the window and saw Mrs. Tickham running around the backyard with a shiny, oversized vacuum cleaner. It looked like she was vacuuming the yard. That can't be, thought Flora. Who vacuums their yard? Actually, it didn't look like Mrs. Tickham knew what she was doing. It was more like the vacuum cleaner was in charge, and the vacuum cleaner seemed to be out of its mind, or its engine, or something. A few bolts shy of a load, said Flora out loud. And then she saw that Mrs. Tickham and the vacuum cleaner were headed directly for a squirrel. Hey now, said Flora. She banged on the window. Watch out, she shouted. You're going to vacuum up that squirrel. She said the words, and then she had a strange moment of seeing them hanging there over her head. You're going to vacuum up that squirrel. There's just no predicting what kind of sentences you might say, thought Flora. For instance, who would ever think that you would shout, you're going to vacuum up that squirrel? It didn't make any difference, though, what words she said. Flora was too far away. The vacuum cleaner was too loud, and also, clearly, it was bent on destruction. This malfeasance must be stopped, said Flora in a deep and superheroic voice. This malfeasance must be stopped, was what the unassuming janitor Alfred T. Slipper always said before he was transformed into the amazing Incandesto and became a towering crime-fighting pillar of light. Unfortunately, Alfred T. Slipper wasn't present. Where was Incandesto when you needed him? Not that Flora really believed in superheroes, but still. She stood at the window and watched as the squirrel was vacuumed up. Poof! Whoop. Holy bugumba, said Flora. Chapter 2. The Mind of a Squirrel. Not much goes on in the mind of a squirrel. Huge portions of what is loosely termed the squirrel brain are given over to one thought, food. The average squirrel cotigation goes something like this. I wonder what there is to eat. This thought is then repeated with several small variations, e.g., where's the food? Man, I sure am hungry. Is that a piece of food? And are there more pieces of food? Some 6,000 or 7,000 times a day. All of this is to say that when the squirrel in the Tickham's backyard got swallowed up by the Ulysses 2000 eggs, there weren't a lot of terribly profound thoughts going through his head. As the vacuum cleaner roared toward him, he did not, for instance, think, here at last is my fate come to meet me. He did not think, oh, please give me one more chance and I will be good. What he thought was, man, I sure am hungry. And then there was a terrible roar and he was sucked right off his feet. At that point, there were no thoughts in his squirrel head, not even thoughts of food. Chapter 3. The Death of a Squirrel. Seemingly, swallowing a squirrel was a bit much even for the powerful, indomitable indoor-outdoor Ulysses 2000X. Mrs. Tickham's birthday machine let out an uncertain roar and stuttered to a stop. Mrs. Tickham bent over and looked down at the vacuum cleaner. There was a tail sticking out of it. For heaven's sake, said Mrs. Tickham, what next?
She dropped to her knees and gave the tail a tentative tug. She stood. She looked around the yard. "Help," she said. "I think I've killed a squirrel." Chapter 4. A Surprisingly Helpful Cynic. Flora ran from her room. She ran down the stairs. As she ran, she thought, "For a cynic, I'm a surprisingly helpful person." She went out the back door. Her mother called to her. She said, "Where are you going, Flora Bell?" Flora didn't answer her. She never answered her mother when she called her Flora Bell. Sometimes she didn't answer her mother when she called her Flora either. Flora ran through the tall grass and cleared the fence between her yard and the Tickhams in a single bound. "Move out of the way," said Flora. She gave Mrs. Tickham a shove and grabbed hold of the vacuum cleaner. It was heavy. She picked it up and shook it. Nothing happened. She shook harder. The squirrel dropped out of the vacuum cleaner and landed with a plop on the grass. He didn't look that great. He was missing a lot of fur, vacuumed off, Flora assumed. His eyelids fluttered. His chest rose and fell and rose again. And then it stopped moving altogether. Flora knelt. She put a finger on the squirrel's chest. At the back of each issue of the Illuminated Adventures of the Amazing Incandesto, there was a series of bonus comics. One of Flora's very famous bonus comics was entitled Terrible Things Can Happen to You. As a cynic, Flora found it wise to be prepared. Who knew what horrible, unpredictable thing would happen next? Terrible Things Can Happen to You detailed what action to take if you inadvertently consumed plastic fruit. This happened more often than you would suppose. Some plastic fruit was extremely realistic looking. How to perform the Heimlich manoeuvre on your elderly Aunt Edith if she choked on a stringy piece of steak and an all-you-can-eat buffet. What to do if you were wearing a striped shirt and a swarm of locusts descended. Run, locusts, eat stripes. And of course, how to administer everyone's favourite life-saving technique, CPR. Terrible Things Can Happen to You did not, however, detail exactly how someone was supposed to give CPR to a squirrel. "I'll figure it out," said Flora. "What will you figure out?" said Mrs. Tickham. Flora didn't answer. Instead, she bent down and put her mouth on the squirrel's mouth. It tasted funny. If she were forced to describe it, she would say that it tasted exactly like a squirrel. Fuzzy, damp, slightly nutty. "Have you lost your mind?" said Mrs. Tickham. Flora ignored her. She breathed into the squirrel's mouth. She pushed down on his small chest. She started to count.